was great seeing Annie again. I realized what a terrific person she was and how much fun it was just knowing her. And I thought of that old joke, you know, this guy goes to a psychiatrist and says, "Doc, my brother's crazy. He thinks he's a chicken." And the doctor says, "Well, why don't you turn him in?" And the guy says, "Oh, I would, but I need the eggs." Well, I guess that's pretty much how I feel about relationships, you know. They're totally irrational and crazy and absurd. But I guess we keep going through it because most of us need the eggs. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare. This is episode 4, middle of March 2006. Want to thank you for checking this out. Today, this is going to be a bit of a shorter episode in terms of the goofy doodads that I do in between the songs.
Bizarre. Ian, we've been together for a long time.
Well, in case you wondered, these podcasts take about 4.5 to 5 hours for me to produce, and today I have about 2 hours, so this is going to be half as good as my previous podcasts, but I hope you enjoy it just the same. I'm going to dig deeper into the annals, oh geez, what word is that, of the Ian Tanner music collection. This is going to be a spotlight on my band 100 Days. I'm going to start near the end of the band and work back to approaching the beginning of the band, which was about 1994-ish. And I'm going to play some tunes from that and call it a day. And just so you know, I'm going to be going to Mexico in about a week. And so these podcasts might slow down ever so slightly as I'm away from home. But I hope to get back to it in early April and continue to warp your minds with my wonderful music. So anyway, it's now time for the
first song
on the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare, episode 4. And this is a song from actually the second last concert that 100 Days ever performed. This has never been heard before, except by our very close friends who asked for copies of it. This is basically a board tape, so it's not amazing quality, but we had fun at this show. This is a song called Hard Man to Soup. Don't even worry about what that title means. So here it is. This features Andrew Horrocks on guitar, Tony Lind on guitar, Daryl McWaters on drums, and me, Richie Springbank, on vocals and stuff.
Give up trying, I didn't know what to do, yeah. gentlemen, Tony Lind and the Digitech Whammy Pedal.
There's a 39 Chevy blocking the parking lot. Now I find the days much shorter. I'm not just a passenger. Thank you very much. All right, that was 100 Days with Hard Man to Soup, recorded live at the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto, December 1998, second last show we ever did before we called it quits. Anyway, going to move back further into time to an album called Feels Like Love, which was recorded in 1996, featured a different lineup. It featured Andrew and I playing in the band, but it also had Glenn Teeple on guitars and Steve Marsh on drums. Steve passed away actually right before the album was completed, so this was obviously a pretty emotional project for all considered. Anyway, this is a song off that album that's I think you'll notice very XTC sounding. I was in a very XTC kind of headspace in 1996, and this is a song called Family Reunion on the
Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare.
Thank you.
Has this ever happened to you?
Hey, Grandma, would you like some corn in the cob?
Sure, Sonny.
Oh, my teeth!
Don't let this happen to your grandma. For years, scientists have struggled to find an alternative to hard-to-chew corn in the cob. Well, Grandma Sherbinsky, your prayers have been answered with soft pour corn. The technologists at Scuzco Labs discovered that by softening the hard center core in cobbed corn, that seniors and those with sensitive teeth can now enjoy delicious corn in the cob without the lost teeth, bleeding gums, and ruined bar mitzvahs.
Hey, Billy, this corn in the cob tastes great!
Not corn in the cob, Grandma. Soft pour corn.
Soft pour corn. Sink your teeth in. Soft pour corn. There will be no grief when you... Put it in your mouth and you'll believe the soft pour corn was made for you and me. Was made for you and me.
And let's not forget our little ones who have sensitive teeth too. Coming soon from Scuzco Labs, soft pour kitty corn.
All right, and now, finally, on the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare Episode 4, here's a song from the very first 100 Days album, recorded in and around 1994-95. The album was called The Obvious. This is a song called She's the Only Girl, and this actually features Gord Stevenson on drums, and we have a horn section in this song, which features Ray Podhornick on trumpet, Ron Sherm on trombone, and Dave Whiffen from the Piano Men, my good buddy that I play hockey with. He plays saxophone. And so I hope you enjoy this tune. It got us in some trouble in Florida, but, you know, that's nothing new.
Yeah.
Anyway, here is She's the Only
she thinks of me at all.
to last a whole life through. I'm looking for a honeymoon with no wall excuses. I must seem superficial. She's superficial. She's got good cranial structure. She's the only girl for me.
Well, that'll about do it for the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare. I want to thank you all for listening to it. If you want to send me an email, send it to iantanner@golden.net. All the music you've heard here is written by me, Ian Tanner, copyright Tanrocks Tunes, 2006, SoCan. So, thanks for listening. I'm going to take off now and go to Mexico and all that kind of jazz. So, check back in April for more podcasts. And thanks for listening. I hope you had a good time. And cheers to 100 days, being good sports and all that. Anyway, signing off from the Ian Tanner Podcast Nightmare. Until next time.
Goodbye.